Callan leaned back in his chair, a smile spreading across his face. He went over the logistics in his mind, then sent out 3 communiques. He received a response immediately to the first one. His second in command, Liha Fall, appeared in front of him within seconds of receiving his request to do so. She saluted and stood at attention.
"Yes, sir?"
"You have served me well," he said. "And now, I need you to serve in another capacity. Congratulations, Fall. I'm giving you your first command."
Her eyes widened, and he tasted her pleasure in the Force.
"Thank you, sir. May I ask which vessel?"
"The Winged Dagger," he said. "I've informed Captain Sindor of his new position as your second in command."
A slow, sly smile spread across her pretty lavender face.
"I see," she said. "I will collect my belongings and immediately transfer to the Winged Dagger to take command. What is your first assignment?"
"One which you yourself brought to my attention," Talon said, and told her.
Ben and Luke went through the pre-launch systems check. Luke seemed completely at ease, even upbeat at the thought of finally heading out toward the Maw. Ben, however, was still upset by what he had learned. He'd pretended that he'd expected such betrayal and manipulation from her, and in a way, he had. But that didn't lessen the sting when it had actually happened. Worse, he couldn't even confront Vestara about it. Luke had advised against tipping their hand. "If she doesn't know we can translate her conversations," Luke had said, "then she won't try to hide them, nor will she inform any of the other Sith that we have a way to understand them. This means that we have a chance to learn more. And Ben, we have to learn as much about them as we can in the time we spend with them. You know that." Ben did know that. It didn't make anything any easier. He sensed her standing at the entrance to the cockpit.
"Vestara, you shouldn't be in here."
"Why not?" she said. "I've already piloted a ship almost exactly like this. I won't learn anything new and highly secret."
Luke glanced over his shoulder at her, then returned his attention to the checklist.
"Okay, true enough. What do you want?"
"I want to ask you to tell me about your sickbay."
Ben turned to glare at her.
"Why?"
She folded her arms across her chest and gave him an arch look that somehow reminded him of Jaina.
2 reasons. If anything happened to the two of you, I'd be the only chance you have of getting patched up."
"Like you wouldn't light a bonfire and dance a jig if we got injured."
A bright, sharp flicker in the Force. The remark had hurt her. She covered it quickly.
"You might still be of use to us. Or maybe we'd just want to keep you alive so we could torture you."
Yeah, she was angry, all right. Despite himself, Ben felt bad.
"I'm saying this a lot to Sith today, but you do have a point, Vestara," Luke said. "But surely you already know the basics of a sickbay.
You yourself said it. You're familiar with Sora subs."
"Master Skywalker, you shouldn't play ignorant. It's not becoming. You know as well as I do that the Jade Shadow is no ordinary vessel. I'm sure there are quite a few things in that sickbay that aren't standard equipment for this class of ship. Also, in case you've forgotten, you have a crazy man held prisoner in there. I need to know how to best subdue him in case something happens. Which, by the way, would necessitate that you stop locking me in my room when you leave the vessel."
Ben really wished his dad had opted to take someone else hostage back at Sinkhole Station.
"Dad?"
Luke sighed and rose. "Back in a moment. This won't take long,"